Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and I am your host, Mary Brotherton. I'm here with my co-host, Jean Albertson. How are you doing today, Jean?
Well, I'm doing really excellent. How are you doing?
Fabulous.
Excellent.
You know, we should have our own show. Oh, wait a minute. We do.
Well, we probably should. But, you know, tonight is not our show. Tonight is our special last Thursday of the month.
Yep.
Yes.
And guess what, Elisa? We have our first caller waiting online. So do you want to say anything or do you want me to bring the caller in? It's your show, Elise.
I feel like we can bring them in a minute. I would like to talk about what we're going through right now and then bring them on and have them get into our conversation. So I'd like to talk about the new beginning that's here. It's called the spring equinox just happened. And it was for me, it was extremely draining and accelerating within a day. So Mary earlier, I slept almost 12 hours the day before the equinox and afterwards. It has been this push and elevation that I can't even explain. It's like I'm catapulted out of this plane of the earthly plane on a different platform. And from my perspective of what I see intuitively is so much amazingly good things are happening for people and for all of us as a collective, but a lot of people are still kind of awakening and starting to see that, you know, they want to come up into happiness and joyfulness and not be in that lower vibration of the fear and the worries anymore. And people are starting to come out of their cocoon and starting the spring bloom and elevation. And I'm getting a lot of clients. I'm really, really busy lately. And
that's
awesome. A lot
of
people have questions. About how do we listen to our own truth, know our own truth is correct, and make choices that are best for our highest good. And people will come into sessions and, you know, as for people who know what I do with healing and the messages that I receive, I will, you know, tell them in the guidance of their life path. And then they'll ask me, well, what do you think I should do? And my answer to every person who's ever come to me in my presence is, this is your journey. This is your life. This is your choice. But know whatever you're doing is doing whatever choice you make is for your highest good and aligned with your truth and not to other people's demands or other people's opinions. Know who you are, stand in your truth, and come from that space, even if it doesn't align with other people in the masses. And for go ahead.
What about other people's fears? You left that one out.
Well, fear brings us to a place of emotional direction.
Exactly.
And when we're in a place of emotional direction, we will never, ever make the correct choice. whether it's in a space of heightened excitement or a low of fear and worry, we will not make a correct choice. So what it is, it's about stepping back. It's about learning how to turn inward, connect to your inner soul truth and your highest power of the self, and make a choice from the truth of you. I'll give you an example. I had a client who wanted a reading. He's from another country. He was told by his employer that he had to go take one of the vaccines that had come out that people were questioning on the safety of it. And he said, you know, everything in his gut told him not to do it, but he did it anyway because he was told if he didn't, he would not have a job. And, you know, but his inner truth was not to take it, okay? That was his inner truth. But he did. He went ahead and did it anyway. And then all this information started coming out about what he knew was part of, like, his gut telling him, wait. Because things are not – right now it's being done kind of like in the unknown because nobody knows what the outcomes are going to be with these, you know, vaccines or whatever. But he felt in his gut it was not the right thing to do and did it anyway. Now, there are people who feel like it is the right thing to do and do it because that is how they truly feel. And then they go and do it, and that's their choice. Everybody has a choice. But all I'm saying is when you have that innate knowing of, maybe I should not do this right now, then hold off and wait. Just hold off and wait until you know that your truth aligns with what you are choosing to do. And that's not just with this. It's with everything in life.
How many people have jumped into relationships that really, you know, they have that feeling, wait a minute, something's not right here, but they follow up with it anyway. And they go ahead and commit to a relationship, and then the next thing you know, they're breaking up.
Well, people don't know how to walk away from the lower vibrations. So this is so powerful. When you start to really know who you are, and this is the guidance that, you know, when clients come, they receive so much clarity of who they are. So it helps them to make life choices that align truly with the depth of them in such a heightened frequency that all of the stuff that's, you know, a wrong choice or something that will be a resentment or feeling like they should have not done it, regret, it does not show up when it comes from the heart and the truth of the soul. And this is what I teach to people. And so their choices come from their heightened truth. And even if they go on a path or a journey where it turns out to take a different detour or maybe a roadblock that they weren't expecting, they still chose that path for some heightened reason with no regret. And so they receive the lessons or the barriers or whatever comes ahead with grace and gratitude and love. It's such a heightened space to be. And this is what, when people learn how to connect to themselves in the frequency and understanding that we're all energy and we get to choose and create our everyday reality, the power that we all have within oneself is so much bigger than listening to others that are pushing and judging and trying to control, because that's holding people back from their own truth. So you can bring the caller on if you like.
I can do that. Let's see who it is. It's like Jeopardy. Hi, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
Did you have a question for Alisa?
Yes, I did, Alisa. Hi. You met my husband, Jim, earlier this afternoon, so I'm so excited to ask you a question. My brother passed almost a year ago, and I'm just wondering, does he hear me when I speak to him, when I talk to him? I don't get a sign of anything. What is a sign that I would know that he hears me? He gives signs to everyone else in my family except me.
What is your brother's name?
Anthony.
So the energy that I just received is he left too soon. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
And when he left too soon and the effect that it had on you was so devastating that for him to come through to you, he doesn't feel that you're able to handle his presence because his departure was so unexpected and so traumatizing for you that he's hesitant about coming through. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Is
so
my dog?
He wanted to respect the time for you to heal and for you to be able to handle his presence coming through. And he said he's been waiting a while for you to be ready. And he does show up, but he does it very quietly because he has so much respect and love for you. And your bond is so deep that you guys kind of always knew what each other were thinking, what each other were feeling.
Yes.
You guys were connected on such a deep level. Do you understand that?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so he was being... He says he was treading very, very carefully around you because he didn't want to disrupt the trauma because you went through a lot. That's what he's showing me and telling me, okay? So, you know, everybody deals with grief exactly how they're supposed to. However they go through grief is okay. But, you know, he was watching all of it and he said it was out of his control how he departed. Like it was very like unexpected, and it was such a trauma to you, and you took it. I mean, everybody takes a loss hard, but you took it really, really hard. Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. We were like twins, so yes, I do.
So that's why he was very tender about not coming through, because you weren't ready yet. But he says you're ready. And the love that I feel coming through me right now for you, it's as if the sun is rising through my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm breaking your soul. That is the way I'm receiving it from him.
Okay.
And he says he's the sunrise and the sunset. And you know in your heart that he is with you always. And he always was here in his presence here in life. But he is also with you in your presence, even in his departure, because he's really never left you ever, not for one second of any day. And he never will. He wants me to make that clear to you. He never will.
Okay. Sounds just like him. Is my little mini with him? I had a Shih Tzu pass away the end of January, and I told her to look for him when she crossed the bridge.
I'm not seeing the dog right now, but, you know, I think this is his way of being in the spotlight with you right now. I think the dog will come through with him at another time when he's ready, but I don't want to tell you something I'm not seeing, and I'm not seeing the dog right now with him. But he's coming through very gently, okay? He's coming through like the sunrise. He's just slowly rising and showing up, and he's coming to you with, like, this blanket of love because There's this comfort that he wants you to know that he's always there with you. And I guess it scared, this is going to sound really silly because he's telling me it sounds really silly, but it scared him to see how hard you took his departure.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was afraid that you were not going to be okay. He was afraid of that.
I get it. Is he happy now?
He says he's always happy.
Okay. And that was him always.
He said he's always happy. You two had the best of memories, the best of times. You guys ask each other all the time for how do you like this? What do you think? Should I get it? You think?
Yep.
Come on over. I got to show you something. You had that relationship with each other. You understand?
Yes, we were super close.
He, his love for you is so, so deep. And he's showing me the sunrise and the sunset, and that is his love for you. It is that beautiful. And that energy, he wants me to tell you he's not gone. Because he says there were days where you were screaming, why did you leave me? Why did you leave me? He says he's not gone. He's not gone. He's never going to leave you. Okay?
Okay.
It was unexpected. He's not sharing with me because trauma. He doesn't want you to go through the trauma. He wants you to live through the memories and trust that he will be there no matter what. And when it's time for you to join him, you guys have a whole journey ahead together. It will not stop. This is just a little space and time where you are to be here living fully because you both lived fully. And he is there living fully, even though he's not in his physical body. But he's still very much fully present. He was larger than life in life.
Yeah,
and
he was.
He's sharing with me that he is not going to ever be small. He wants you to live life as if every day is your last, because we never know when our last day is. And we're all here to live life and not focus on dying. Do you understand?
Absolutely, I do. Is there
because
one thing, is there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he's telling me that the way he left, he lived life so fully that that's probably the only way you could have ever taken him, because he was never going to go. But he had the contract. He had. It was time for him. It was his time. But he still is very much a part of your everyday. So just so you know, okay.
Is there a
he's talking
to
about?
Look for?
He's talking about something with shoes. I don't know if he had a shoe thing here, but he's bringing up shoes. These shoes. Hmm. I don't know what that has to do with. You might want to just keep that in the back of your mind, because sometimes we get messages and then you're like, oh my gosh. And then it gets more clear as he starts to come through. But he says he has a really funny sense of humor and something that has to do with these shoes. And I don't know if he did a joke or a prank or something, but he's bringing up the laughter and the funny thing about these shoes. So I don't know what that has to do with, but maybe you can reflect on that and it'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
I guess it's a time that you guys share together, because he's bringing up and he's laughing. He thought it was hysterical, and I don't know what he did. Maybe he put on two left shoes, or I don't know what he did, but he did something with the shoes. But he had a quirky sense of humor, and you guys, it's weird. It's almost like, and this is going to sound interesting, but nobody in the world has ever meant the world to you as he did to you and you to him. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Even if you had, even if you have your husband and he had a wife, it doesn't matter. You two were like so glued on such a soul level that nobody could fill those shoes. Maybe that's what it has to do with those shoes. Because he's showing me the shoes.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
And he, you know, you felt like you lost your twin that day. Like you lost your part of your heart, your twin soul. You felt like that. But you guys came here to do great things together. You have had, since the minute you were together, you've lived life every day together. And he, even as children, like you were, like you guys have this bond that nobody can understand. And he's showing me that when he had to leave, you know, it was as if somebody took half your heart, like you died. Do you understand? The day he went, you felt like you died too.
Yeah.
Okay.
He
says that he had to go, and there were other things. We're only here for this short time. It's like that little line between the date. We don't always know how long we have here, but we still go on. But he right. had to go and accomplish something bigger on the journey, and that's why his departure was so quick. They needed him like that. He had to go. And we're all here, and when it's time for us to go, we are all, you know, we go, but we... You know, people think that death is final, and it really, he's still very much present. He's right here.
Right.
It's just that he's not in the human body, okay?
Right. That makes perfect sense. Okay. Thank you. I'm
he comes
try
up
to
with some really good
means.
Ideas. He comes up with uh-huh. really good ideas, and you always asked him before you asked anybody else. You didn't even ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go to him.
That makes sense.
And he'd go
yep.
to you. Yeah. There's a very strong exchange here between the two of you. But he's bringing up the sunrise and the sunset, and that's how he speaks to you, because he says as he's rising and as he's retiring for the night, that beautiful colors and everything is exactly the painting of your relationship that you two have forever and ever and ever, and it's never going to go away.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, so that's how he wants to communicate through you. At least that's what he's telling me right here, right now. And if you want to have another session or, you know, more intimate session, we can, you know, you can always come for a private session and, you know,
excellent.
Take your session and you'll have your messages. But this is what he's sharing with me right now.
Okay,
and,
well,
oh,
thank you so
on.
Much.
He does have your dog. He does have your dog.
Oh,
I feel
oh
like the dog has a really fun personality, full of life as well, just always, like, very peppy and
yep.
just smiles. And the tongue, the something with the tongue, like, it's always smiling, like the dog's always smiling.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so happy. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
The dog
that's great.
Sorry.
Thank you.
It wasn't here at first.
That's great.
The dog in. He's like, oh, here's the dog.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
I feel
so
like
glad.
The dog has a little harness. Did the dog wear a little harness? Did you have him in a harness?
Mm-mm. No.
He has a little harness or something with the dog. But the dog is like a really happy dog.
Oh, I'm so glad. She was. She was always happy. Just my little
happy.
Angel. I've got a few of them over there, but I'm glad she was the most recent to pass. So I'm glad she's
I
with him.
I see the dog with the harness. And it's like a... I feel like it's either like a cream and a white. I don't know which dog this is, but this is the one that he's showing me.
Okay. Minnie was black and white. And then my teddy was brown.
I don't see the black. I don't really see. I see more of like a cream, like the brown. I don't see the black.
Okay.
I see more of the cream and
okay.
the white.
Okay.
That's the one I see, more cream. But then that's what he's showing me, and I see the harness. So I don't know which dog this is, but this is what I'm seeing. But it doesn't
okay.
matter. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you. I will be calling you. Just, you know, we just had this huge move, and my life is completely upside down. Are we going in the right direction?
Okay. This is what I'm hearing. Yes, but things are at a standstill right now. Okay.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
And going to be, it might be at the end of May before things start to shift and show up and life gets to be more of a flow for you. But I'm
okay.
hearing do not give up faith and stay focused, because when you get into the distraction and the fear and you get in the worry of things, okay, then that's when you start to like block the opportunities that are going to show up on the path.
Okay.
So surrender and trust, because you both have very strong gifts and very strong backgrounds. And when you come for a session, I can give you more direction, but I feel like your gifts are going to be your guide, and the abundance is definitely going to show up again. You had it all, and then I feel like it kind of got removed.
Yep.
And right now it
yep.
feels like you're in uncertainty and you feel like, oh my gosh, are we ever going to receive that again? Yes, you're going to have more than you ever imagined, because when you surrender in trust and faith and turn to the divine love, you will always be supported. I promise you that. Okay. Don't worry about what you can't control. People worry about losing their houses. They worry about losing all the things. You went through such a traumatic loss. You know what loss truly means, okay? And in this world, you can walk through trauma and barriers and everything because this too shall pass. And this is exactly what's happening. All that we have been put through, it's all passing, and we're all going in a very heightened frequency of a different dimensional life that whatever was in the past is not going to be anymore. And this is where people are just needing that guidance and direction and support to trust the process. I've been getting that message since January, the new year, trust the process. And we are going in a very heightened state, although people think we're falling down. It just depends where you're standing in the dimensional plane. From my perspective and my intuitional view, we are walking into heaven on earth. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And most people can't see that. They're in the fear. They're stuck in the emotion. And until they stop and step away from all that, they're going to stay blind. Okay? So people are slowly awakening. So step into surrender, trust the process, and before you know it, your life is going to be magically inclined in such a beautiful way. That's what I see for both of you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. That's very, very hopeful. I appreciate that.
Okay. You know,
yes, ma'am.
Think about the big world out there. We're all in it.
Right.
So, you know, when it affects, you know, it's called the ripple effect. When it affects one, it affects all, whether it's negative or positive. It affects us all. And it's how we choose to stay above the storm or be in the storm. Mm-hmm. Whatever is going to happen, the outcome, whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen. We have no control over it. But we can control our moment of every day. Live fully, live fiercely. Live in faith, hope, love, and knowing that you are supported. I do see very, very positive, amazing turnaround. You had to go through all of that fall in order for you to realize and reset what really matters in life. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. So look to the sunset, look to the sunrise, and know that you are so supported, and your brother will never let you fall.
Oh, thank you.
He's just a beautiful soul.
He is.
He is. He's beautiful. He has such a soft heart. I love his. Oh, he feels so beautiful to me.
Thank you, Lisa.
A selfless man. All right, my dear. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
And Lisa, you want to take a breath? We have another caller.
Sure.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, caller.
Hi there. Who just called in from 708 area code?
That's me, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hello, Ms. Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, my life is always. You know me.
I get you, girl. It's all shifting. Just hold on for the wild ride.
I'm trying to buckle up.
You're like in a different world over there.
I am.
It's like when I get into that energy, oh, boy. Wow. It's like... I feel like you're stuck in four walls and you can't move. That's the feeling I get.
Yeah, kind of, at the moment.
It just feels like it's not you. It's just the energy of being wherever, like the energy around, like that, like the area. It's just very, it's very heavy. That's what I feel. I feel heavy and secluded, isolated, and kind of like alienated. I mean, I don't know. That's what I feel, but. You're trying to open up your life to normal, and you're doing it to a point, but then I see, like, I feel like I'm going upstream. I'm exhausted.
Kind of, because I just feel like I take two steps forward and things are great, and then 50 back because something happens, you know. But I'm trying.
It's, you know, I feel this is so interesting because I'm getting the messages like, okay, we're on this train, and the front of the train is going through this beautiful, amazing, you know, energy of peace and love, and then you start to go towards the back of the train. And it's like, oh, still stuck in like a snowstorm.
Yes, exactly.
And heaviness and mud, but it's coming. It's coming. We just, you know, you're just a little bit behind, but it's all good. It's all starting to flow in the direction of the peace and the love and the beautiful. So it's about being patient a little bit longer. You guys are a little bit lagging behind, I feel, but it's starting to now blossom. I feel like it could be another, I don't know, I'm hearing 6 months before it's going to feel like you're free again.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
So
six
I don't
months
know.
Are
I don't know.
Fly
but,
by.
Mm-hmm.
It will, because it's, honestly, who would have thought a year of this? This would have been the anniversary of a year of all this nonsense. I don't know. I just, a year will fly, or 6 months will fly by. Once summer comes and we're able to
it's
go
already
outside.
Flying. It's already going in a positive direction. It's like going into different, it's almost like there's like different quadrants. So it's kind of like I'm seeing quadrant 1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, 1 is gets to go first, and then 2, and then 3, and then 4. And I feel like, you know, you guys are just a little bit behind the awakening. It's starting to now just start where we're kind of awakened. You know, I don't know if you understand that, but it's just slowly, slowly coming up in energy frequency there.
That's good.
But, you know,
we need it.
All I can say in advice is we hold the reins and the responsibility of the self, and every day you have a choice of how to live your life for yourself. So live it fully. Live it exactly how you choose. You know, we have a huge playground out there that's not man-made. So go to it. It's called nature. You know, the spring is here. The weather is starting to get nicer, and it's so healing in nature. It's amazing what it can do to your spirit in just a moment's time. So get out there and, you know, be in that space and get other people to go with you or something, because it's just I feel like you guys are coming out of hibernation. We haven't really ever gone into hibernation.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just feel the energy, like you're slowly waking up. But I don't know. Do you have any questions?
I don't know. I mean, you know, am I, you know, can I just like reaffirm how wonderful you are when you said, when I talked to you last, like, you're not going to be doing that job. I'm telling you right now. And I was just like, no, there's no way. And sure enough, I'm not. Like, everything you say falls into place. Like, and it's all good. It's all good. So, you know, am I just on the right path? Am I doing what? Because I fight it a lot. You know that. So, like, am I going the right way?
Well, the message I'm getting for you is you've got to step into your true soul gifts. And you've always had them, but you've always wanted to do something different on top of it. And you're really good with photography, and you're really good with capturing the moment. And, you know, you utilize your gifts to capture the moment. I don't know what the meaning is behind that. It might not be weddings and all that right now, but it's capture the moment. And there's something that up the road, you're gonna be able to use all that in your favor.
Good.
I think you understand what that means, but
yeah.
you have a super strong, beautiful gift, and it's just sitting there, not being utilized the way that you can and the capacity you can. And it, I feel like Spirit wants you to make lemonade from lemons. So get out there and create the story with your gift.
I will.
The story of positivity, because you get to choose. You can focus on the dark or you can focus on the light. We all can. We're all given a choice. And your beauty and your gift and how incredible it is so not dark. It's 100,000% light. Get out there and bring the light and show it to the people, because you are that gift. You can open up the frequency and the channels of all that love through your photography. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Capture the moments and remind people what really matters, what's really important, and you'll get paid for it. But you'll also, it'll be so much more fulfilling than just the dollar. It's the abundance of the gratitude people will have for reminding them the hope, the love, and everything that they are in a moment of what you capture in a picture. Do you understand that?
I do. I do.
Okay. So that's what I'm getting for you. And, you know, when opportunities open ahead, it's going to be so different than what we thought and what it was before. But always remember this. Everything you've ever done in your life path has been preparing you for greatness somewhere up the road. And we are all walking towards greatness. All of us, the entire world, we're all walking towards greatness. This is the time, the pause of the year and a half, the 2 years, whatever it is. It's a very short time in a book of life. And it's about awakening the creativity of the soul and stepping in the purpose of who each of us came here to be. And that's what we're all going through, because we were connected to such a false, boxed-in situation or whatever. Our life has been kept from us being the best version of ourselves. And so now we're opening to be the full version, the full amazing in all of ourselves, to bring this to the world and help each other. That's actually where we're all walking towards, is greatness in a space of kindness, love, hope, and together. But the people who are in the lower frequencies right now of fear and, you know, walking away from their faith and whatever they're falling down into, okay, they're being reset as well to awaken and come up. And it's they're just not there yet. So we're here to help them. We're here to hold space and help to facilitate the love so it ripples to each person from across the globe until everybody awakens, and then we will be together as one. That is where we're all heading, to greatness. So here is in this time, in this space, is to step into the truth of who you are. All of us are doing this, and reflect on the truth and the gifts and everything we came here to be, and go out there and help somebody else. That's what we're all here to do, is to help. Okay? So you have the gift, girl, and I just see it in my heart.
You've been telling me that for years.
Other opportunities, you know. People like married, people having celebrations.
I'd like to add something to what you said earlier.
What's that?
You've been talking to her. It sounds like you're talking to me. Apparently, she's as hard-headed and stubborn. What is your name called? Jennifer.
Jennifer, and I'm very hard-headed and stubborn.
You're my twinsie. 'Cause I've been working with Elisa for quite a while, and she's been telling me, Mary, you need to get out into the sunshine. You need to walk more. You need to be more active, and you've got to be out in the fresh air. And I have some issues, some, you know, some health issues that prevent me most of the time from doing that. But recently, what was it, about a week ago, I had another breakthrough and a breakdown and breakup and all kinds of weird stuff. But I finally got through, you know, she got through to me. And so I'm taking some time off from a lot of my responsibilities. And I was just telling her today and yesterday, I spent time outside just lounging, and it's so weird because I don't do nothing well, if that makes sense. I'm always busy. I'm always moving, and I think I have to be productive. But she finally got through to me and got me to understand that sometimes my productivity is heightened by doing nothing. So I've been taking her lessons to heart. And I know I was outside on the little lounge chair at least an hour under the, you know, we've got a screened in enclosure that one day we'll have a pool in it, but not today. So I was telling Jean way early this afternoon that I was pretending that I was floating in the pool, but I just was out there doing nothing. And it was wonderful. And it really connected me back to myself. And so I will tell you that if Elisa gives you any suggestions and you think, well, I can't do that, take the suggestion and do baby steps. It doesn't matter.
I agree. She's been telling me this for a while. And, you know, I keep, I guess, fighting it, like not perfectly, but just, I'm a single mom, so it's always the worry of supporting my kids. And she just keeps telling me, like, oh, you'll do it, you'll do it. And sure enough, she's right. You know,
she is.
During this whole COVID thing, when I lost my full-time job, she's like, get out there and do your photo stuff. And lo and behold, I did a ton of graduation pictures for kids.
Good.
You know, their graduation photos. I mean, just all kinds of stuff came up.
And
you know?
even though you might not make a lot of money, like she said earlier, it's not about the money. It's about living your purpose. And trust me, I cannot tell you how true this is. If you follow, do you remember the old show, Field of Dreams, a movie?
Yeah.
Build it and they will come.
Build it and they will come.
If you,
it's the hardest thing to do.
It is. And I keep telling Gene, he and I talk a lot every day just about. And, you know, he has things that he wants to do. And I say, Gene, just jump. Just jump and build your wings on the way down. I did that more than 20 years ago. I just jumped out of my life and said, I'm in your hands, God. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'm a baby bird falling out of the nest. Help me fly. And by golly, I have done nothing but soar. And sometimes I forget who I am and what I am, but Elisa is really, really good at reminding you. We all come from the light. And it's scary because we're human and we're also spirit. But that human is the part that grabs us by the hair follicles and says, don't you do this. You can't afford this. This is not good for your family. But then the spirit
says, that's
just
it. If it was just me, I'd be okay with it. But because I have three other people counting on me, that's what holds me back. But I'm starting to learn to let go a little bit.
I really feel that if you can just let go and let it happen, it's going to be amazing. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It doesn't have to be something that you let go of all at once. You can take that rope that you're holding on to and unbraid it one little strand at a time. Start building your portfolio. Start putting your photos in shows. Start sharing them. In fact,
that's what I have to do a better job of.
Okay. I want you to do me a favor. I don't even know who you are. But I want you to email some of your photos to me I'll give you my email address, because if they're as good as I have a feeling they are, we can probably get you some exposure in Be Unique magazine. So,
okay.
You got a pen and paper?
Wait, let me hold on. Freaking, where's the pen?
There's not one in there.
Well, give me a pen.
I don't have a pen.
You know, I'm going to put it, hold on, I'm going to
cut his finger off and use his blood.
Okay, what is it?
It's Mary at beunique.org. And that's BUNEKE.org. If you've got a website, send me to your website. If you've got samples,
I don't have
just
a website
those...
yet.
Okay,
I
well, then we
Facebook
need to work on
page.
That.
I do have a Facebook page, but the Facebook page doesn't have an eighth of what I have on there. Like, I'm really bad about updating that, so I need to do that.
Okay, chicken.
The Facebook page is Portraits by JKM.
Sweet. Sounds like your work's cut out for you, Jennifer. You got a whole list of stuff.
I think so. I think so. I do have to update that, and there's no reason why. There's no excuse why I haven't been able to, you know, add to
we
it.
Can,
but be...
We can make so many excuses. And one of the things that I struggle with is letting go, stopping. I will work literally 20 of my 24 hours every day because I love what I do, and I get really caught up. And then as I'm dragging my feet to bed at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking, oh, I didn't start the dishwasher. Oh, I should probably do this. Oh, maybe I start a load of clothes before I go to bed. And I'm thinking of all the things that I've neglected, and I have to turn it off sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's the really hard part for us type A plus personalities. And Elisa has been, she's been so good at helping me understand that I am worth every moment I take for myself. That by taking
that you shouldn't feel guilty about it. You know, like that's
exactly.
My problem. I feel guilty about taking time for me. And it can't. It shouldn't.
I told
my son
recently that every moment of my life is me time. And you will find when you start walking the path that you were directed on and you start doing what you were meant to do in this world, every minute of your life is me time, and your children will benefit from that.
And you know what? I agree with you on that. When I do, I know it sounds crazy, I do a lot of golf outings, photography for charities, and I just love it because, you know, you're on the golf course. Golf courses are beautiful. You're in nature. It's spiritual. It's just, it gives you such a different feeling about being out there every day. And I love it. And when I do that job, it's not a job. And I come home and I am better with my children and I am better with life.
Oh, we
and, like,
definitely
just
need to talk. Yeah,
you know,
send me an email, even if it's just, hey, this is Jennifer from the show. And then we'll start a dialogue.
I will, because it's, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not work when you're doing what you love.
And I'll tell you something else. There's a difference between doing what you love and doing what you were put on this earth to do. Am I right or am I right, Elisa?
You're right.
Because
I love what I do.
Yeah. If you are living your life's purpose, you're going to love it. And
yeah.
if you're so much fun today. Yes.
And I worked and I had so much fun today and I had freedom and fun and I worked and I had plenty.
It's
Lisa,
just
you've been
amazing.
Following me for 2 years now. 2 years. And I kept saying, oh, that's not going to happen. No, no, no. Sure enough,
I didn't think there was anybody more hard-headed than me.
Trust. Oh, I'm so hard-headed. She's like, Jen, you just got to trust. You just have to trust it. And I'm like, oh. But you're right. You're exactly right. I got to stop fighting it and trust it and, you know, just let it be. And everything will, you know, be the way it's supposed to.
Take the little baby steps and start building your portfolio, add to your Facebook page. We can get you the website somehow or other. There are a lot of options out there that don't cost any money. And there are a lot of sites that you can...
I was actually in the process of there's two people I was interviewing about a website that are going to help me out about it or help me out with it. But I'm in Chicago or a suburb of Chicago. And with all that snow, I had a ton of ice damming, and my whole house was torn apart because of it, because there was so much water damage.
Oh, my God.
Everything's kind of been put on hold for a little bit because I have no kitchen. My whole kitchen was torn out. So waiting to get all that put back together, and we've been living like this for a month with no kitchen because I'm waiting on the insurance to, you know, but they've had so many claims. The ice damming is just insane. So many people had damage, like they're so far behind. So hopefully once that gets settled and my life gets a little bit more calm, because I feel like we're all living like hoarders right now because everything is where it's not supposed to be. You know, we got kitchen stuff in the living room and in the basement. It's everything.
You know, that I laugh because it's like we've created this little club right now of the four of us. Jean is in a state of transition. Elisa is in the state of moving and moving and moving from, you know, she's got things going on in her house. And my husband and I have been building a pool for, seems like forever. Well, yeah, almost 2 years now.
Are you in Florida as well?
I am. I'm about an hour from Elisa and almost an hour from Jean. We're all in Florida, but in different cities. And the majority of my home also is my garage now. So many things came out of the garage to go into my house so that we could start working on this pool. And, you know, it's chaotic. But after a while, it becomes what we're living with, and you kind of don't even see it until you kick your toe on something. But that doesn't mean
But doesn't
you...
it just make you crazy? Like, it makes me insane. Like, I just want to, like, close my eyes and forget about it all until it's all done.
Well, you know, it does, and it almost did. It was in December. That was the month that I had my first breakdown with Elisa and breakthrough. And that was one of the breakups that I was telling you about. I went through my house, and I said, I'm going to give all of this stuff to Goodwill. I call all thrift stores Goodwill. Now, Be Unique is its own nonprofit, but we don't have a physical location yet.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was after talking. I think it was after having a session with Elisa. I said, instead of giving this stuff to another nonprofit, why don't we have a yard sale? And we'll have, you know, we'll give the money to the nonprofit. So that spawned, I think, four different yard sales, two here and two in Orlando. And overall, I think we raised more. I know we had other things, other events that we did in the process, but we raised about $1,500 just by selling the stuff that was cluttering our homes. Now, this was over the course of about 3 months, four different yard sales. I mean, the first one was phenomenal, over $500, just junk out of my house. I think Jean brought some stuff. I know Jennifer and her whole three or four people from her family did. A lot of people got together and just brought stuff to my house, and we sold it. And it was right before Christmas, so I got rid of all of my Christmas clutter that I didn't really want anymore. And it was amazing to think about how we can change our perspective by changing where we live and what we do. And I know your situation with the snow and the ice and the leaking is a whole different thing. But
I've been in that decluttering mode too. Like, my son has gotten me into that. You know, like, I was hanging on to things. Both my parents are deceased. And I was hanging on to things that were there that I really have no use for. And you feel like there's an attachment, but it's just a piece of furniture. Like, get rid of it. Like, you're not using it. It's cluttering. It drives you nuts. It's cluttering things up. Like, it's okay to get rid of it. My mom wouldn't want to strap me with, you kept it because you had some attachment to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
I was in the process of getting rid of stuff, and then COVID hit. And now I have a garage and a basement full of stuff that needs to go, and nobody wants to come pick it up. So I just have to wait until somebody can. You know,
we can make that happen for you, Jennifer. You're going to be. I can make it happen for you. Yeah, it's as easy as stating it as a fact. That
if somebody wants to come and get it, I can fill a truck with stuff. I am in that much of a purge mode. Take it all.
You can create this. You can manifest this. And Lisa knows all about manifesting. It's just in the way you say it. Instead of saying nobody wants to come and get it, the first person you call tomorrow morning would be happy to come get this stuff. I would recommend a woman's shelter that has a thrift store.
I got to search, and because I used to donate all our clothes to that one, so mm-hmm. that, you know, they could sell and make money for the women's shelter, but that one has since closed, I'm sure because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I'll find something, because I tried to donate to called St. Vincent de Paul. They come and pick up, and they're not at the moment coming into people's homes to take furniture or do pickups or any of that stuff.
Come to
I don't want
to come to the curb.
Goodwill. She said no. I don't know. She said there's no pickups right now, and some of the pieces are just too big for me to move in my car. You know what I mean? But they're still good. Like, I don't want to just throw out to the trash. You know what I mean? Somebody can get used out of them.
Do
you, guys
you
are
have?
Still behind the times.
What was that,
was
Lisa?
That, honey?
I said they're still behind the times. They're not awakening yet. It's starting. It's just starting there.
Well,
we're free. They're just starting.
Yeah, Florida is much more open per se.
But
we've
never closed. Are you kidding me?
We never closed. But like in my mind, I never closed. Like, I still went out. I still did things. I still, like, where I could, you know what I mean? But, like, around here, people look at you like you got three eyeballs if you're going out to dinner. You know what I mean? It's crazy. There's a woman who drives around my neighborhood, and, you know, we'd be outside, or I'd walk over to a neighbor who felt the same way I did, and she would scream at us to social distance and get back in her house.
Wow.
Like, it's nuts.
Those
it's
are people unfair.
What's that?
Well,
those are fear-based
oh, there's
energies,
so many.
Emotional energies, and people are not coming from the truth; they're coming from emotion. But it's all gonna pass. It's just,
I hope so.
A little more time.
No,
more
stop
patience.
Hoping. We're not gonna hope here. We're gonna manifest it. We're gonna say this. This is the way it is. Because if we hope, then that leaves
great.
Room for doubt.
So you have to manifest it and say that this is what's going to happen.
Yes, it's happening.
As far as
your getting your house uncluttered, have you ever heard of an app called Next Door?
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it on Facebook.
That was how we advertised our yard sale. But you can post
was that
your
door?
Yeah. We posted it on
Facebook.
We'll
post it on there. Come
next door.
You might consider posting individual items, like maybe as opposed to come and get everything. You know, somebody might be less intimidated by just maybe coming to start getting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just want to get rid of it. Then
I just
say,
hey,
I have this XYZ item free to the first person who picks it up.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do then.
Yeah, they'll be lining
that
up.
That is exactly what I'll do. That's exactly what I'll do because
there
I...
There you go.
Like I said,
there's another option called Let Go where you can actually sell it or give it away.
Mm-hmm. You have to download that, right? Isn't that an app?
It is an app.
Let it go?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Let go.
Yeah. Let go, okay.
There are several,
you know,
but that's
that
the only one I can think of right now.
There's so many things that I just want to get rid of, and I just my kids want me to get rid of. I took 12 bags of clothes out of one kid's room and took it to Goodwill, which I hate donating to because they make a profit on it. But I just didn't want it in my house anymore. Like, I was done.
Well, you know,
so 12 garbage bags.
Exactly.
It's okay. You added a gift to somebody's life. Just look at it that way.
Don't ever think in terms of, I hate to give this to that person or that organization. Because Goodwill, even though they are a for-profit organization now, they haven't always been, and they do still work with people who have disabilities that wouldn't get a job
anywhere else. And they sell their stuff for a lot cheaper than what people would find
yes.
in a regular store.
So
I guess it does help people.
And the reason I say don't hate that you do something is because of the low frequency of that vibration. Always work from a position of gratitude. And I forgot to mention, when you're manifesting, this is what I do. I just say it like, I'm going to use your name. Or, you know, Jennifer is able to use next door and one phone call to whatever charity you find, and you'll think of it overnight. You'll be dreaming, and all of a sudden you'll wake up going, I know who to call. So Jennifer, with one phone call and next door, is able to declutter her home by next weekend. And so it is with gratitude.
Beautiful.
We say, thank you, God, universe, and spirit.
Yeah.
And just put a little action on that, and your action is making that phone call and considering what you have to, you know, what you want to get rid of. And you'll get rid of a lot more things than you think you will.
Well, I'm going to try it. Because I do need
you're
to
gonna do it.
I'm going to
do
it. I'm going to do it.
I was just going to say that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Well, Elisa just, she beat it into my head a minute
just
ago.
Because
I said that I was trying. And she said, you're not trying, Mary. You're doing.
Exactly. You're doing it. It's already happened. We're successful. We're amazing. We're doing our purpose. We're staying in heightened love and light every day, living free and fun every day.
What is it, Gene, you always say, if you're not having fun?
You're not doing it right.
You're not doing it right.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more fun to have laughter than it is to have fear and pain.
Oh, who wants to be in pain and walk around worried and fearful all the time?
I've
had the most fun ever.
Yeah.
Every day.
You just, when you learn to let it go, and it's a hard thing. It's very hard because we're like children. Gimme, gimme, but it's all mine. It's all mine. No, you can't have it. But the minute that you say, here it is, I'm open, my arms are open, and you can take anything you want and everything, then the universe gives you 1,000 times more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like hugging somebody. You know, you hold your arms out to hug somebody, and they just come in and fill up that space. And you might give them a hug, but they give you one back. How can you, what's wrong with that? You know, you can't go wrong with that.
Definitely not. Definitely not. You've brightened my day, let me tell you, because I was in a pretty kind of mood earlier.
Ooh. Oh, don't ever be in an ant mood. I'll tell you what. Come back.
I was just kind of like, you know, like I don't want to even be in my house with all this going on. Like, I just want to be over. Like, put my stuff back. You never realize how much you use a kitchen with three kids. And now, like, you have no dishwasher, no sink, no stove. All you have is a refrigerator and a little tiny counter space for the last 3 weeks.
But then you're grateful. Then you're grateful for what you do have. And then you're going to have a whole renewed place to walk into that you wouldn't
have.
How old
are your kids?
It didn't all happen that way.
How old are your kids, Jennifer?
They're 18, 17, and 12.
Oh, please. They're young grown-ups.
Yeah, but mommy spoils them.
Well, yeah, I get that.
Mommy loves them.
Well, we've been camping for 3 weeks, and my kids are like, are we done
See?
Yet? I learned how to make eggs on the grill.
It's awesome, but it's so much fun because you get creative, and then you can have fun.
Oh, you get creative, all right.
Well, I was, you know, the reason that I was asking, you know, at least you're not having to deal with a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
No. I mean, they're older, and they get it, and, you know, they're happy with whatever it is they make for dinner, however it is.
That's so awesome, though. But it's your time to step into the gift of you. That's all. It's the pause.
What was that? My dogs are barking the crazy.
I said, you've been in the pause to reinvent yourself. And like you said, it's been 2 years that it's showing up. And until you were ready, well, you got pushed to be ready. That's what's so funny about the journey. People don't want to hear the truth. They always fight and say, nope, that's not it. That's not, I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, one day, they wake up and say, oh.
I had the aha moment when you told me, Jen, you're not going to be doing that job. You're not going to be working at that baseball place. And I'm thinking, there is no way. Like, this works out perfectly. Because golf for me is only 6 months out of the year. I'm like, this is perfect for the other 6 months, and I didn't really enjoy it, but, like, it paid the bills. So she's like, no, you're not going to be doing that. Just stop thinking that way. And sure enough, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm like, oh, my God, she was right. She knew.
Okay, but you know what came to me? So this is what came to me as we were talking about photography. And this is so funny because we have a new little company. The simple things become the biggest treasures. And you can create that for people and get paid to do it. You keep thinking of big portfolios and albums. You're looking at the big over.
No, because I adjusted. I did adjust.
It's the little things that bring people the inspirational messages, and that's what I see you doing more of, is being more personal, giving them
like one-on-one
a
type.
Picture. Yeah, or giving a picture that has maybe a spiritual message on it, and it's personalized, and it's the simple things that become the biggest treasures. And you can do that personally with the gifts of the memories that the people make, and you help create that for them.
Anyway,
you have it all inside
then.
Of you, but
I know,
you're awakening to all different open paths of your gifts and utilizing everything. When baseball comes back into play and everything else starts to align, it's going to just be so different than it once was.
Yeah.
And you might say, you know what? I get so much more fulfillment doing the little things that give me more time, because you didn't have time before. Now you have time. And your time is more precious than any amount of money. The time to have fun, the time to create your memories with your kids, that is priceless. And then doing what you love, I live every day like that, every single day. And I have the best life ever. I have so much fun. I went jet skiing, and then I come home and work. I see clients in the morning, I go and play. Then I come home and do something else, and then again a podcast. I mean, my life is amazing, and every day is filled with so much incredible, unexpected miracles and, you know, get-togethers and whatever it is. It's just, it's like discoveries of every day that people miss being in this box of doing the routine every single day, what they used to do. It's boring.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, why would you want to live like that? I'd rather live magic and fun,
yes,
freedom.
Because when you, like, for me, living like that, it's kind of a security in a way, but it's not fulfilling. But I've seen a little bit more of what you're saying. You know, during all this COVID stuff, I had to reinvent myself. And like I said, I mean, I had so many graduation pictures for kids, and, like, people just kept passing my name on, and you know, one thing led to another. And, you know, I got great feedback for something. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'll just do one or two, I'm sure. Like, I'm not going to get, you know, I wasn't confident enough to believe that I could get a lot of people. And the calls just kept coming in, you know.
And
maybe it was because of COVID. You know, a lot of people weren't doing stuff because of COVID. The world here, it was very extreme. It was either you were one of the believers that were like, you know, you can go out, it's fine to go out, or you're one of the believers that you got to shut yourself in for 6 months because the government tells you to. You know what I mean? And I was one of the ones who's, I can't stay shut in. This is making me crazy. You know, my kids can't stay shut in. So we went out, and, you know, it was through that I did get more and more and more jobs. So I, like I said, I gotta recreate my Facebook page because there's not a lot on there. But I've done a lot of work with different kids and have gotten jobs from it. So,
Word of mouth is your best marketing. Word of mouth.
Oh, it is.
And then
it is.
You know, you can get creative with what you offer for people, and you could do photoshots of babies. You could do, you know, magical moments, or like you could do treasure hunts or kind of things where people can pay to have like a little gifted treasure hunt and make memories and get outside of nature and play. And here you can do this portfolio for them. There's so many things you can do with your gifts because you're so talented. It's like,
I just got to believe,
you know,
in myself.
The money, well, you already know, you're already getting feedback and confirmation from people that they love what you do and spreading you to other people. So that right there is validation. And it's about you knowing that you're gifted and getting out there and just doing it. And then before you know it, the abundance just shows up, and all that you were worried about not having, you have 1,000 times more. And
exactly.
Like, wow, you should have been doing this about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I wish I would have taken the plunge before I had kids and got married, you know, but life took me on a different path. So it's all right.
And you know what?
I wish I would have started before
there. Woulda, coulda, shoulda shouldn't be in your vocabulary. Because...
And I gotta tell you, I've been trying to get to the West Coast for 40 years, and I'm going to get there. It's just I haven't yet.
You know it's going to break off into the ocean, don't you?
Well, you know, Gene,
before I ride along.
I've already decided. If you die before I do, Gene, we're going to cremate you, and I'll just hold. I'll do. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Big Lebowski movie. But I'm just going to hold you up and let the wind take you to the West Coast.
Sure.
It'll fly you all the way there.
All the way there.
You're going to make a couple stops beforehand, but you're going to get there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lordy.
It's been a fun night, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys have uplifted me, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, we're about out of time. I haven't even taken time to do any commercials at all tonight. But I'm just going to tell anybody who's listening that if you like this kind of show, let us know. Just go to beunique.org and contact us, or email me, mary@beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. We have 5 different radio shows. And Alisa is the host of this one, you know, sponsor, I mean.
Thank you.
And host.
It's always a pleasure and fun.
I look forward to the last Thursday of every month is my favorite Thursday because Alisa joins us, and we never, ever know what's going to happen because we don't know who's going to join us. And our audience is what brings the shows to life, although – there have been moments when it's just Gene and Alisa and me, and we just go off on tangents. Who knows what we talk about?
We entertain ourselves.
We do. We don't plan it. We just live it.
That's right.
Wait, Mary, can you give your email again? Because I think I did it wrong. I have mary@BUNEKE.
B-U-N-E-K-E. B-U-N-E-K-E. EKE.org.
And when you, I would love for you to visit our website, because when you see the website and the magazines that we've done, you might get an idea of what I'm talking about. We're a nonprofit that highlights other nonprofits and people who are out in the world making a difference, like Lisa. She's actually one of our writers now. We started out just, you know, trying to highlight what she does, and she's kind of like our biggest cheerleader. Well, one of a dozen or so. But it's spelled with a lowercase b, like, you know, be unique, but the U is capitalized because it focuses on you and the universe.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Yeah. We decided when we were going to do this that the name needed to be, you know, the name of the magazine had to be unique. And we couldn't be very unique if we just spelled it like the phrase. And then my husband,
exactly.
I thought my husband was going to have a coronary when I said, here, this is the name of the website, the name of our organization. I want you to create me a domain, you know, save me a domain for this. He said, what is it? I said, it says be unique. He goes, you misspelled it. I said, no, I didn't. I deliberately spelled it differently. Because he knows I'm a stickler
like
for spelling.
It.
Thank you. We do.
You're
too.
A lot like my brother. He does stuff that, you know, like how you spell the unique. Like he'll do stuff like that too. Like for his
normally.
Company.
Normally, I don't do that. That is like a big no-no for
it's
me.
Catchy though.
Yeah.
But it's catchy.
It's kind of a movement that we've started, and I'm really grateful.
What part of Florida are you in?
I am 7 miles from NASA and about 20 miles from Cocoa Beach. I'm about 40 miles from Orlando. I'm on the East Coast in a little place called Merritt Island.
How far are all of you from Fort Myers?
Like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it's on the other
side.
Why? Do you know people in Fort Myers?
That's where our family always goes when we vacation. We go to Fort Myers, and we're talking about going in the future with all the kids.
Well,
we used to go all the
time. I'm
going to
tell you, let me just pull this up real quick and see how far it is from me. I'm probably the farthest. Well, Gene and I would carpool. I can tell you that right now. What is my address? Where am I here? Let's see how far away you are.
Well, Fort Myers, I think, isn't that in the Big Bend area? So that's like
it's near Cape Coral. It's 3.5 hours from me. It's down below Tampa. Let's see. I see Cape Coral, Fort Myers.
Naples. Naples is right over there.
Boca Grande, I know, Captiva, Bonita Springs, North Naples.
Bonita Springs.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's north of Naples, not too far from Everglades City.
Okay.
Punta
yeah,
Gorda,
we're talking
Charlotte.
About going down in the near future. We used to go every other year with the kids over Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And
you
haven't
let
had
us
a chance
know.
To go.
You let us know when you're coming, and
I will.
We'll make sure to leave our masks at home. And
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we don't wear it. We don't do it.
I will wear a mask from time to time, but most of the time I like to wear either a unicorn horn or unicorn leggings. I might put on a tiara.
Up here, you might get attacked if you don't have a mask on. People go nuts.
Oh,
if you don't wear a mask.
I know. No, we've been
it's
very
insane.
Fortunate. But Jennifer, you get your plans together, and when you do, make sure we know about it. And
I will.
We'll make a road trip. You know, Gene can come to my house. I can go from here to Elisa's. And then the three of us, we might pick up our Jennifer on the way. And we'll just go make a day of it.
Well, maybe we could all meet for lunch at Bountiful Farms.
Oh,
well,
that's
be
in
like
the wrong
right
direction.
Yeah,
Sarasota.
Oh,
That's kind of the wrong direction, I think.
Because
we need to go
mind.
South.
Sarasota. Sarasota is beautiful.
My cousin lives in Sarasota. We used to go to Sarasota too as kids growing up.
Oh, you're going south, girl. You're going south. It's okay. You'll love Florida,
that's
all right. though. It's the land of the free.
Florida is amazing. And
you got an amazing governor out there. That's why.
Yeah. Well,
he's the
best.
Don't
tell
some
of my
amazing
friends
governor.
I know.
We need to
freedom
clone
and
him.
Choice.
Hey,
yeah,
you know what?
And the people here in Illinois are up in arms right now about spring breakers in Florida right now, not wearing masks, people not wearing masks. It's insane. That's all.
But you know what?
About.
What's so funny is they're criticizing Florida, but yet it's the Northerners who came down here for spring break.
Yeah, well, not all the Northerners feel this way.
I know.
It's the squeaky wheels that are up in arms and going crazy over this. And I'm like, just give it a rest.
These young people need a minute to breathe.
Yeah,
and
they do. They've been through a lot.
And Elise and I talk.
They need happiness.
You know, yeah, we know the real deal. And everybody was put on this earth to die. The moment we were born, we started dying. We were one step closer to death. But
yeah.
I don't worry about it because I don't have to. That's one thing that is out of my control. Why would I spend time fretting over being sick or dying when I can spend my time lounging out in the 80-degree temperature by my pool that has no water in it. Oh, honey, I was floating today. It was really,
and you can float.
It was really, it was such a good thing for me to get out there and just be. And it took me back. I used to do this a lot. I used to just contemplate the world. And I would sit there with my creator and do nothing. God and I are like this old married couple. You know, we've been together so long that we can just sit together and not talk. And that is the coolest thing. Think about that.
Oh, my God.
I talk to him a lot.
You know,
probably like, will you please stop knocking on my door?
let me tell you, I told Lisa about this, I think it was last Tuesday, maybe the week before. I went to bed one night. One of the things that I do usually when I go to bed is I start reciting all the things for which I'm grateful. And I have so many things to be grateful for. I try to live an attitude of gratitude. And I wasn't able to go to sleep that night. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for my cat. I'm grateful for the roof over my head, the food in my belly, blah, 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 blah. And I heard God, clear as day, say, I know what you're grateful for. I know you're grateful for every little thing I've ever given you. But could you just shut up and spend some time with me? And I'm like, yes, I can do that. Hold on a minute. So I started breathing real, you know, trying to calm myself down because I was excited because God talked to me. And I'm like, oh, how do I do this? How do I do this right? I have to, God wants to spend time with me. I need to do it right. And I was like freaking out over overthinking it, you know, doing it right. And I just heard this laughter that went from my toes to my brain. And it was like, just shut up and be with me. I'm like, okay.
That's what I feel when I'm on the golf course with him. Like, I just feel like I'm one with him. I do.
And
like,
I had the best night of my sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had the best sleep of my life that night because I just shut up and let it happen. And that's what I did today. And it was so good because usually I'm thinking, oh, I have to, you know, if I'm outside, I have to be pulling weeds or cutting grass or painting the house. I have to be doing something. And Elisa has
not just
taught
enjoying
me,
the surrounding.
Yeah. And Elisa has taught me that there is no reason to feel guilty for just chilling out in the sunshine. I don't need to do something.
Yeah.
I have to learn. I have to
turn that quiet. You get that message of what you're really here to do when you're quiet with yourself.
When you're not so busy, when you just let it all just kind of stop and just,
You're in the sunshine and you feel so good. You're like, oh, I love being on the beach.
And I don't even have to be at the beach. I'm on an island, so I'm surrounded by the beach. The first night that we moved into this house, Curtis and I took an evening stroll outside, and there was just a beautiful April breeze. And I took a deep breath in, and I said, oh, man, if I didn't know any better, I'd say we were on the beach. It just feels so beachy here. He looked at me and he said, Mary, we live on an island. We're surrounded by the beach. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Oh, folks, it's we got about 4 minutes before Blog Talk cuts us off. We've been doing this for an hour and a half.
I know. I looked at the time. I'm like, wow, past my bedtime.
Yeah, I'm glad you took that little snooze this afternoon so you had time. You didn't start yawning on us.
I know. I've been up. I was up since 4 a.m. I was a little tired.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's early.
It's all good. It is early.
That's probably when you get your big downloads, isn't it?
Oh, it's been such a – because I'm on such a high. I told you, I flew up and catapulted to the next dimensional level.
She's going to be on the next rocket out of here. Well, Jennifer, I can't wait to get to know you better. I can't wait for you to email me some pictures and the link to your Facebook page. Welcome to the tribe. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that woman, Lisa. She's helped me through a lot, and I'm forever grateful for her guidance.
She's amazing.
And hopefully, yes, this will be a good, long-lasting relationship.
The best is yet to come.
Another match made to be unique.
I will believe in that, because I do believe in that, because you have only shown me the truth and everything you've said and brought me towards. So I believe.
I'm eager. If I tell you to run, you better run.
Yep.
What's that? I said, I always tell people, if I tell you to run, you better run.
Yeah, because there's either an alligator or a fire on its way.
Oh, my gosh, I laugh. This is yet to come. It's all good.
Yes, it is.
And
I'm going to say good night.
It's good night, but it's so humid outside.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like I'm going to
I'm going to go spend the rest of my night with my cat on my lap, my little Zen master.
Well, tell Kenny
I
said hi.
Good
night, ladies.
I will, Jean. We'll talk soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you, Lisa. Nice to meet you, Jen.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.